Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners, part two on Rex Huerman, the convicted now Gilgo Beach serial killer. So where we left off last week, it was, I went into, you know, several tangents on the fact that I didn't think it was just one person. I mean, I think he's a monster. And discussed, and I think I referenced which episodes to listen to if you're interested in a more in-depth deep dive that I had done. And I'm sure I talked about Amanda Winkowski and how we think that she could have been a victim, and one of the prior suspects before it was Rex Huerman. I covered it on a prior episode, so if you just look up Seven Deadly Sinners and search Amanda Winkowski, you'll see the name. It's not me that's outing him, but allegedly Peter Hackett was a suspect. Maybe he wasn't involved, but I'd uncovered that he had a storage unit in Buffalo, New York, where Amanda was from, and he lived on Long Island. Sorry, I should correct that. It's a storage unit now, like a big storage facility, but he owned some sort of something around the time when Shannon Gilbert went missing. And allegedly, but I mean, websites like Truth Finder and whatever are not always extremely correct, but wasn't seen there after Shannon Gilbert was found deceased. So just interesting, but I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. But other than that, like, yes, he lived in the same neighborhood where all of, or most of the Gilgo Beach girls were found missing, and whatever. There's a lot of ties, but this is about Rex Huerman today. But I don't think that this story is fully done, and I hope that we find out more.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's a moment in every investigation when the case stops being a mystery and becomes a mirror, because what you're looking at isn't just what someone did, it's how they got away with it. For years, the killings along Gilgo Beach were treated like a puzzle missing its center. Pieces scattered, bones, phone records, timelines, but nothing that formed a face, until finally the system caught up. And when it did, it didn't just expose a killer. It exposed the gaps that let him exist. So it's the early 2010s. Investigators had bodies. They had approximate timelines. They even had a pattern. Women connected through escort services disappearing, later found along a desolate stretch of Ocean Parkway. And some of these victims also, I know I've talked about this a million times. Sorry, I keep going back to it because I spent so much time on it. Connected to Amanda Winkowski, connected to a girl that I knew, or she worked with Amanda, and we spent a lot of time researching. She would divulge stuff to me in the way she felt comfortable. She was also connected to the Epstein files, but I digress. But what it didn't have was cohesion. Different police departments, different jurisdictions, different leadership. I mean, this spanned the country, it feels to me at least. And in the middle of it all, silence. The Gilgo case didn't stall because there were no clues. It stalled because the clues weren't speaking at each other. But then everything changed in 2022. New leadership stepped in, fresh eyes, and instead of chasing theories, they went back to the beginning, the phone data. Because if there's one thing killers underestimate, it's time. Because with time, technology evolves. With time, things like DNA evolve. I mean, for example, the Golden State Killer got away with it for so long, decades and decades, until DNA caught up and he got caught, arrested at his home that he lived with his wife. And yeah. So what couldn't be traced in 2010 can become crystal clear a decade later. Investigators began reconstructing burner phone activity tied to victims. These weren't just random numbers. They were patterns. Calls made to victims shortly before disappearance, geographic pings clustered along Long Island and Manhattan, repeated usage windows suggested the routine, and then one critical detail, a witness description. A victim had been seen with a man, large, broad, driving a dark-colored pickup truck. That description had lived quietly in the case file for years until someone decided to treat it like a lead instead of a footnote. And now I'm going to add another footnote. I went to John Ray's symposium in New York, and two women got up on the stage, and they both told chilling stories that, again, they had nothing to gain from that, of an exact description of someone that looked like Rex Heuermann. Two different sort of scenarios. I mean, they were both, you know, sexual in nature, but it all, people started to come forward and then it started to get tied. So the description of the vehicle was a Chevy Avalanche. We all know what those look like. They like look like an SUV sort of, but then there's like a back pickup truck thing. And then the cell tower data, and then slowly the list shrank. The suspect list shrank and shrank and shrank from thousands to hundreds to a handful. And then that list name became Rex Heuermann. Now, here's the thing about suspects like Heuermann. You don't rush in, you watch for months. Investigators conducted surveillance, they tracked his movements, observed routines, built a behavioral map. What they found was unsettling in its normalcy. Daily commutes into Manhattan. Like his life seemed normal. Regular patterns of life. No obvious criminal history tied to violence. But then came the digital overlap. I mean, this man was married with a child. And it's cases like this that DNA is the final lock. And investigators found a key. Hair evidence recovered from victims. Tested again. This time using modern forensic genealogy techniques. And what was revealed was a match. Not directly at first, but through family ties. Which same thing with the Golden State Killer. So the arrest happens in July of 2023 in Midtown Manhattan, outside of his office. Heuermann is taken into custody. No dramatic chaos. A man that lived undetected for years. They searched the house. What they found was horrifying. I'm not going to totally go into that, but I would like to go into when he finally admitted to it and what they're going to gain from behavioral analysis. I do believe that, well, part of me thinks that Rex is probably going to enjoy, because a lot of serial killers enjoy, like,
the attention.
The attention, no, but also, like, they obviously got off on doing what they did. So then forcing people to listen to it, and, like, then they can go back to their creepy beds and think
about it.
Yeah, like it's like
being self-indulgent.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. So instead of a drawn-out courtroom battle, maybe because Heuermann didn't want to admit to more victims publicly or something, but I do believe more is going to come out. He just pleads guilty to the multiple murders tied to Gilgo Beach. But this wasn't about avoiding a trial. This was strategic. In exchange for his plea, he agrees to cooperate, to speak, to be studied by the Federal Bureau of Investigation Behavioral Analysis Unit. Because this case is bigger than one man. 17 years of activity, cops in the timeline, unidentified remains. Investigators aren't just closing a case. They're asking, what did we miss? What made you do what you did? Tell us everything.
What I'm worried about is that, is this specific entity within, is this federal government who's doing the study?
It's the FBI.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so it's federal. Like, how corrupt is that particular outfit, you know? Like, when they have Rex Heuermann out of his cell for these studies, do they give him chocolate? Do they give him pizza?
Well, did you ever watch Mindhunter? I think it was Mindhunter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the other really interesting one we watched, the guy who was like on HBO.
Well, they all
Birdcage or something.
What was it called?
Birdcage, maybe?
Birdcage is one of the most famous comedies of all time.
No. Remember, it was like this guy got caught with cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trafficking or something, and so he sent him into a federal prison.
Could have been called Birdcage. I did a podcast on it too, yeah.
Yeah,
but exactly. Yeah, they do that. I mean, they... If you, I was just listening to that mini-sode. We listened to it from My Favorite Murder. And a very famous true crime author and researcher. Basically, the girl that wrote in about her, like, hometown story said her mom had bought this dresser off of, like, Facebook Marketplace by this woman, whatever. And the girl, like, opened the dresser. I don't think the mom had opened it. And there were letters from Keith Jesperson and the BTK killer, Dennis Rader. And was like, hey, mom, what's up with this? She was like, oh, God, I don't. Whoa. And then contacts the woman she bought it from. And she said, this is my daughter. And yeah, she probably needs those back because the mom was like, does she want these back? It was an incredible, like, insight into it, like, personally. But yes, they make a lot of demands. They make a lot of complaints. They are very, very self-entitled. Like, I think it was Dennis Rader who was, like, complaining about the price of stamps. And I John Wayne Gacy, that's a very interesting documentary. This man basically befriends him, you know, in letters, you know, in prison or whatever. And John Wayne Gacy asks for, like, you know, porno magazines. And I think he would send him money, though, like, to say thank you or I don't know. But it's, I mean, I guess in prison you're going to want to ask for things, but they can be very entitled, arrogant, and like, oh, like, it's...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I don't believe, well, we'll find out from this, because I bet that we find out more and more about the psychology, but like, I don't believe they feel a bit of shame. I think that once they're caught, it's like, all right, well, now I'm a celebrity, because they do become a weird version of a celebrity.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's my biggest problem with the whole thing. By the way, the show is called Blackbird.
There we go.
You know, what kind of FBI scams going on undercover?
It's not a scam necessarily. No, they're just trying to understand.
What kind of deals are they going to cut him to get information to quote unquote study him? You know, how many steak dinners is he going to get? It's behavior.
I mean, to catch John Wayne Gacy, the FBI was following him for a while, and they did take him to a few steak dinners.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
like
just
this
saying,
before he was arrested.
I wonder with his plea deal with Rex Heuermann, he's going to get some like, and he knows it, and it's not in the fine print. The public can't read it, but they told him like, oh, you know, like 3 times a week during these study sessions, like what are they going to allow him to do? What are they going to bring
him? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure his lawyer, hey,
loophole.
Rex will talk.
Yeah.
If you like, but he needs his comfort built, like, you know, all right, 3 steak dinners a week.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know, but it could be worth it. I mean, at least he's off the streets, and at least the families know. But I don't know. The timelines of his I think it's also important because there are many unsolved murders around that area, around New Jersey. They go all the way to Florida. Amanda was in Florida. Hackett now lives in Florida. This guy, Rex, had a place in Vegas. Hackett, after Shannon Gilbert was found, went to go visit his daughter in Arizona. Who knows if he didn't go to Vegas? Who knows if he didn't know him?
Epstein had a house in Florida. Trump's got a house in Florida.
Yeah. My source, who was trafficked by these people. Yeah. Let's just put it this way. It is all connected. And we'll find out as days goes on. Or not. It's not going to be days. A lot of time goes on. We're going to make this short, and we have a really interesting, I'm kind of cutting this off quickly, but Greg and I had to go to a wedding, speaking of Vegas, wedding in Vegas, and drove through the night to get back into town. So it's fairly late and we're tired.
Somehow we went through a time warp. It took 11 hours to get there, and 16 to get home.
Well, I like to stop for snacks, but I mean,
at one point I think Rachel stopped every 15 miles for 100 miles.
Okay, whatever. But here's the thing. Let's just end it with this. Rex Heuermann is responsible for these murders. But because Long Island, during that era, had dense population, high anonymity, access to transient victim populations, what creates something so dangerous is opportunity. And there's parallel predators. They may not have known each other or worked together. We don't know. I still think they do. How do you think Epstein happened? How do you think the Franklin scandal happened? Like, this isn't...
I guarantee you...
How do you think that the... Hold on, let me say this one thing. How do you think that the... Back in the 80s, when they would raid these... child pornography or child sexual abuse material rings, and I mean, worse than that, like actual, they would go and raid these guys, and they would have index cards that you would put recipes on of like the people that were kind of trafficking them, that would have like the businessman that was coming to town, their preference. This isn't a one-off thing. It's not. But will Rex, now that he's in prison, actually admit to more? He, like you said, it's probably they're going to have to keep baiting him.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to get actually, unfortunately, like...
Or hopefully...
prime time treatment in exchange for information.
Or someone's going to have him murdered in prison.
I certainly don't think... That's definitely possible. Rex Heuermann did not kill himself.
Or the other suspects are going to wound up randomly...
Well, I think that he definitely, you know... knows many other people in this world.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because also the sex workers also talk. They're very connected. I mean, the connections I found, especially when I'm sure Greg loved this. I got real heavy into it when I called to apply for a dancer position, and also I didn't apply for like an escort position, but I think paid for the service to see if I could find, like, you can go really far back on those to see if I could find, you know, a photo of Amanda or something, or, you know, and then see like where they were at that time. I don't know. I went pretty heavy into it. Had to take a break, but I needed to do this update. And I'll get back into it as more stuff comes out with Rex. But who knows how much they hide, you know? Same thing with whatever. But well, that's why you have to keep digging. Sources. That's why you got to call a truck driver on the road from New York to Florida and ask him point blank if he was involved in the trafficking of Amanda and offending him at first, but then being able to turn the conversation around to the point where he's like, you don't call me anytime.
True story.
Yeah. So anyways, at least I live in the middle of nowhere. Try to find me, peoples. Chokings. But I love you guys so much. And yeah, we have this really cool paranormal interview coming up for the next episode. And we'll keep cranking them out. I know it's been a little bit
paranormal, not as regular. Investigator came to our ranch.
Yep. Well, we'll wait for it.
But we can't tell him. We can't give him a little sneak peek. Greg Feynman, a real-life paranormal investigator, came with all of his gadgets. Stuff from all of the, you know, HBO, Ghost Hunter-type shows, EMF meters.
Well, yeah, he called me a few days afterward. But we're going to talk about this on the podcast.
This is a sneak peek.
Okay. He called me a few days afterwards. He did not want to scare me when he was there, because then we were going to go to my friend Austin's pyramid house after, and
which is justifiably more.
Oh, Austin and I were cooking
in parallel realms.
No.
Haunted? How about
Greg
that?
Feynman said
justifiably more haunted.
No, that's not what he said. That's why he said he didn't want to scare me. Like, Austin already knew his was. Let's just put it that way. We got some shit going on. Anyways, thank you guys so, so much for listening. And I love you and I appreciate you. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star rating and positive review on Apple Podcasts. And I promise to be more, you know, responsibly on time with all of them and give you as much content as possible. But we'll see. We have content. We just...
She's a busy house mouse.
That's what Greg's calling me now. All right. Love you so much, guys.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.